So now let us bring the energy of the day to a close with a beautiful, beautiful Cryon channel and a message channeled from Adiranda. So if you would just bring your energy right to the now by closing your eyes. Nice breath in and out. And let's do that again. Breath in and out. And as you are breathing into your body, into your being, begin to feel any places in your body that may need to soften, perhaps your neck and shoulders, perhaps your belly. So breathe in all the way through, down into your belly. Feel your body just letting go, increment by increment. And as you do, the vessel that your body is for your beautiful soul becomes more and more available to receive on an energetic level the healing that comes from these channels. There are messages to hear, but there also is a wave of beautiful healing that is for you, for us, to receive, to bring in, to let ourselves vibrate with, to feel our beings being honored. This is what we are here for, dear family of light. As we move into the beautiful messages and the honoring and love from Adiranda and Cryon.
Ah, so it is good day to you again. Very nice to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence. As we sense and feel your energy, it is like you each are full up to here. Lots of information, lots of connection, and know that it is being integrated in divine frequency for your connection, for your energy, and as it is, that vibration is coming out and radiating beyond you. As you know, your field is a representative of who you are, and it moves around at 26 feet across. So in that energy, earlier today we said your feelings become thoughts, and your thoughts become this and that and the other. But what we are also saying, sometimes those feelings must be recognized. So if you have something that is causing you a bit of shift or a bit of change or a bit of disconnection, as that is occurring, you cannot ignore that. You cannot stuff that back in. You cannot acknowledge that energy. You cannot feel in that frequency and just stuff it in. That is the problem with many different light workers, light plurkers, is they get triggered or buttons pushed or something negative happens or something happens in their environment around them. They think they have to remain in that Zen place. Ooh. You see, it is all right to express your feelings. It is all right to express your response to something. Know that those messages that come to you from the outside, they are brought to you by a messenger. So if you get triggered or you get acknowledged or you get something in that capacity, the person that is bringing it to you is just the messenger. It is really dealing with something that is in your past. And the issue at hand is not the real issue. So as you connect with that, realize that sometimes you have to feel that feeling and then integrate it. And it is all right to feel the feeling. There's lots of feelings going round about in this planetary device. And in that planetary device, that energy can be overwhelming at times for the human because they turn on the news and see everything that is going on round about them, or not round about them, just turn on the news. So what we ask you is to understand the difference between reaction and response. When you are reacting, it is from your past paradigms, from your past, if you would pardon the expression, knee-jerk reaction. That is why they call it that. It is a jerk reaction. It is like an automatic reflex, which may have nothing to do with the truth or reality of this moment. A response is a pondered moment. Even if that pondered moment is this long, that pondered moment of, and then respond. To see in appropriate fashion what is necessary. That does not mean that you stuff the feelings back in without any expression. You understand what we say? The stuffed feelings back in will only bubble up to the surface and overflow, and it will be like the turning on the washing machine with too much detergent inside and it goes all over the floor. You see, you must be honest with your feelings. And when they don't feel like love, which is possible, we know it may surprise you, but it is possible. But when they do not, stop. Look at those feelings. Look at that energy. Look and see what the true message is. Look and see what there is here for you. You understand? We have said when you complain about something, that is a purchase order to the universe. Yet you have to be able to respond honestly. And you have to be able to feel that energy. For you see, dearest beings of light, those feelings are you. And there is a way to express those feelings so your elevation is raised. And there is a way to express those feelings so your elevation is lowered. So which do you prefer? We believe that you prefer to raise your elevation. That is your evolution. You see, that evolution is what is indeed shifting the consciousness of this planet. That evolution is when you see the energy going on round about you. You breathe into the gentle voice of Dr. Ember and breathe into her soothing frequency. You breathe into the love that you feel from our dear friend Crayon. You breathe into the love frequency that you are listening to right now. That will help you look at the situation or sense a situation or feel a situation or experience a situation in that frequency of love. Ask yourself the next time you have a messenger coming your way to say, what would love do in this situation? What would one of the ascended masters do in this situation? You see, it is like a country western song. Love is the only answer, huh? That is the key. That is the opening to your soul. And when you experience that opening to your soul, it is like standing in the dark first and being able to stand and have the sunrise activate your entire body as love enters and love is experienced and love reflects out. It is like becoming that light being that you are. And those reactions are not a part of that light being. They are a part of old paradigm, old programs, old knee jerks, old reflections, and have nothing to do with what is here and now. Understand that you learn many things today, and you will tomorrow. And if you're listening to this in the future sometime, then maybe you'll get to come and learn it live and in person. Well, you are all live, but in person. You see, there is a frequency that goes out even through the ethers of virtual reality, virtual broadcast. There is that energy that goes out and radiates to you and through you. And we just wish, dearests, we wish to look into your heart and simply hold your heart in pure, deep, unconditional love. What would your heart feel like if every moment of every day, no matter what happens, you can simply take a wee breath and return to this moment of unconditional love, infinite love? Breathe into that. That is who we are, and we are reflecting who you truly are. We are reflecting who you truly are. When you strip away all those old ideas and paradigms, when you strip away all that old vibration that doesn't resonate or vibrate at the frequency that you are choosing, understand your key to all of humanity, all of consciousness, is so simple. It is love. It is looking into the heart of your fellow human, looking into the heart of your friend and your enemy, and saying, where is that love there? And then seeing it with a benevolent heart, seeing it with compassion, seeing it and acknowledging it. And then that acknowledgement has a chance then to expand and radiate out beyond. Radiate out, expanding into the universe and the galaxies. As you understand, dearest, no. That love is indeed within you. Know that that frequency is something you cannot remove. You can only uncover it so it can shine forth like the sunrise on your face. And when you do, it radiates out beyond your physical core, your emotional body, your spiritual body, your mental body, radiates out into the field of humanity. That in itself raises the consciousness. So we're going to ask you to do something for us. Will you do that? Will you do something for us? Good. Good. We're going to ask you that each day, for the next 7 days, that you just sit for 5 minutes if you must. Set a timer on your machine, your device. Set a timer if you have to. And place your hands over your heart. And then open them to take the act of taking your love, feel your love, breathe into that feeling that you have right at this moment of infinite love. And then as the metaphor, open your hands to share that infinite love with other beings on this planet. Every day for 7 days does not take much. 5 minutes. Can you devote 5 minutes of your time to the healing of the peoples of this planet? We're here. Yes. We are a very proactive energy. Because we are asking you to feel that in yourself and then share it. You see, that act in itself shifts the consciousness, which is necessary to sort of turn the tide of humanity to the light. They are the light. You are the light. And sometimes the light feels a little muddied, but it is not. It is still there, just like the sun will also rise. Even though sometimes it's cloudy and rainy and you cannot see it, the sun is still there. Just as your light is. We are asking you to share that light. So for the next 7 days then, each time you come in contact with a person, just breathe in and feel that little open heart sharing the energy. And see what happens. You have a gathering here. Many people. The Master says, when two or more are gathered together, miracles happen. You are the miracle that is happening on this planet. You are the extraordinary. Just by your commitment to be here. And for that we are grateful. We love you deeply. We will see you tomorrow with more information. We honor you. We trust you. We feel your heart opening to the magnificence of you. And for that we are grateful. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This would be part two of a series of channelings which we are calling barriers and filters. It represents what keeps you from truth. Totally represents that which is a block to letting you move forward and to capture all that is yours. In part one, we mention that the human is born magnificent. Everything truly is there. But what keeps it from being at its purest or coming forward is the darker energy that is always on this planet or has been until now and is starting to release. And the dark energy, that is not some conspiracy. That is the term we use for lower vibration of consciousness. There are many things that keep you from that which is the elegance of maturity. If you could wipe away all of the things that are inappropriate, what would shine through would be the light of truth. And you'd say, what is truth? The truth is this, that every single human being is like the other. That the desires and the wishes of all of you are the same. They truly are. What you want for your children, what you want for yourself, the peace that you desire, the ability to have the food that you need to afford to live on the planet correctly. You all want it, all of you. And so why isn't that more obvious? Where is the togetherness, the oneness that we talk about? I'll give you one of the biggest ones. This is number two in the series of two. And I'm going to call it culture. One of the biggest barriers to truth is what you have been taught in your culture. You might not think that is accurate or true. How could this be, Cryon? My culture is a good one, you might say. As good as you think it is, every single culture is built around certain attributes of history. Every single one. Even the newest cultures on the planet have some kind of history. And that history is not always the best because it's a low energy history. What you are taught about yourself, about your neighbors, about others, everything is cultural. I think you know where I'm going with this. Right now, listening in this moment, there's at least one Israeli. So let's go to Israel for just a moment, and I want to talk about this. I'm taking it away to a far land, but you all know what goes on in the Middle East that has been there for a very, very long time. So let's discuss it in a very personal way. Let's say that you are an Israeli in the modern age of today. What do you know about a Palestinian? You know only what you've been taught, really. And from a very young age, you are told about the Palestinians that you're going to meet and be because they're in your country, living next to you, side by side. And slowly you're being taught all about the history, who did what to whom, who was right, who was wrong, what they're like, what they're not. Maybe years before you ever meet a Palestinian, you're told what to expect, aren't you? And at that point in time where you meet one, everything you think you know and running through your brain is who you're meeting. Not the human you're meeting. Not face to face with your needs and their needs and the desires you both have for your kids. But it's what you've been taught. Oh, and by the way, you've been taught, don't trust them, of course. This comes from your culture. It doesn't come from your heart. It doesn't come from anything but history. That's gone. Palestinian, you're probably not listening to this program because you're probably not able to. Maybe you'll hear it later. What have you been taught about an Israeli from birth? Long, long before you would ever meet one eyeball to eyeball and talk with them, long before that, you get years of the lineage of who did what to whom, who you're supposed to like and not like, who you're supposed to trust and not trust, all based upon the history and an agenda. Make sure you be careful, you know? What hope is there when you finally meet each other eyeball to eyeball? What hope is there when there's an exchange of what you've been told? What hope is there when you hate each other before you meet each other? Where is this going? And how long has this been going on? And the answer is, ever since it started, it doesn't get any better as long as you're pre-taught who you're supposed to like or who they are, what they're like. Culture is a barrier to conscious maturity and truth on the planet. It is. I'll tell you something. You're not going to like it. Israeli, Palestinian. There's two children right now, they don't necessarily live in your area right now, that have the absolute potential of solving all of that. Two children, less than 6 years old. You know what stops right now you, Palestinian, Israeli, even if you wanted to, because you still have old energy leadership. Based in the past, they're acting out history. They're acting out what they've been told. 2 6-year-olds may very well meet together someday, shake hands and hug, and the start of peace in the Middle East. Oh, cry. We have to wait that long? You might, but be aware you're going to start electing more young people. But still, you're looking at 20 years, aren't you? That can change. It can change right now. With a population from both sides who decide to look at each other in compassion, wipe away the history, and look at solutions nobody's thought of. It's hard to wipe away history when you've been told this and that. It's hard to wipe away history when you've been told who not to like or who did what to whom. United States, are you listening? What culture are you in? Well, that's an entire continent, so it may boil down to what state you're in, what area you're in. From birth, what have you been told about others? Before you ever met them, what did your mom and dad tell you to watch out for? This is a cultural barrier. And it's not commensurate with the maturity that is starting to occur with consciousness on the planet. And I said it this morning, and that's why there's frustration today. That's why there is unrest in the streets over what has happened. Because you're better than that, and you know it. By now, there should have been a consciousness shift. Well, there has been in so many of you, and that's why you're frustrated. Because you're seeing areas where it didn't take, or they're not paying attention. And you've had enough. Because you know that this planet is headed for a more mature and compassionate society. You know it. And the frustration is, why has it taken so long? When is it going to get better? That's going to create some solutions, finally, dear ones. Clearer heads will prevail. Maturity and wisdom coming together and saying, all right, what can we do where it won't be taught? What can we do where parents won't automatically tell their children who not to like? That's culture. It gets in the way of all truth. It gets in the way of complete compassion. It wipes away love. And maybe it's time for a change. And that change, dear ones, is a more compassionate group who not only runs the country, but enforces it. It's time. It's not that much trouble. When you want these things as a population, not just one group, then things start to change. And you've reached that point where as a culture and a population, you want the same thing. That's what's going to change it. Tell your leadership that's what you want. Make it a primary thing. That's what you want. Maturity. Maybe at the same time, you'll tell your government that you like them to spend more time doing things for you than arguing with one another. Maybe it's time to straighten out some things that maybe, just maybe, would have more emphasis during this time than any other, coming out of this, which you call your pandemic. Because there's going to be a lot of talk, and that talk is now going to be heard by so many that never would listen before because they were just too busy. And now you're not. That's when coherence starts to take place. When enough people in a culture decide for change, it happens. That you've seen before. What's the filter that I've described that would help this? Now remember, a filter in this description is where you want to filter out things that will get in the way of the truth. Imagine for a moment you had the ability, imagine, to thwart what you were taught. In other words, a filter that talks to your innate so that little red flags might go off when you start realizing that what you were taught culturally may not be so. Do you think that's possible? And the answer is that is one of the new tools you have, discernment of truth. I've told you this before. You can stand next to somebody else that you've never met and discern that which is their intent. You can stand next to them and discern whether they are ones of compassion, whether they're like you or not. Doesn't matter what they look like or their age. It's called coherence. You can be in coherence with the heart of another creature on this planet, whether it's an animal or human. Coherence is like that. It's universal. You know that. All of those you have animals that you love, you know that. I want you to think about something. What did the animal learn when they were growing up? And the answer is nothing. Unconditionally, nothing. So when you showed up to love them, they didn't say, oh, and what kind of human are you? All they saw was your heart. And you know him, right? That is pure coherence. You have that between humans. If you can throw away what you think you know, or what your parents told you, or what your region has taught you, it isn't true. Use the filter like this. Dear Spirit, give me the ability to discern truth past what I was taught. Give me signs that I can see. Let innate start to talk to me in my life so that as I meet people, I will know them from their hearts, not what they look like, not what I've been told. That I can meet them and realize that they are just like me and have a soul just like me and they want the same things as I want. And that no cultural information would ever again get in the way of love or compassion or wisdom. Do you think it's possible to unlearn what you've learned? There'll be those who say, well, since there's no delete key in the brain, you're stuck with it. I'll tell you, in this new energy, you're not stuck with it. Because there are energies that are developing within you, even as I speak, especially with the new children who are being born now, who will actually question you if you tell them who to like, who not to like. Don't let anyone define you or the others around you. Don't let anyone define you or the others around you. Let you discern your heart who is who. And don't be shocked and surprised if you find those around you just like you. You want just what you want. And you have a coherence with their heart. What a message. And when I'm finished, I don't want you to think, well, that was a nice message. Let's go do something else. I want you to think about it. Because this is the truth of the day, of the age, of where you are now. One of the biggest blocks to peace on earth is cultural misinformation based on history, which is old and ugly and does not have to continue like it is. Once you use that filter, give me discernment to look beyond what I was told. Maybe you'll learn something that is beautiful, including that God is bigger than you were ever told. And other things may be afoot that are even bigger than that. This is the message for now. We'll have more tomorrow. We'll have more tomorrow. Blessed is the human being who has heard this and understands the impact, the profundity of all of it. And so it is.